2. Murasaki Shikibu. Storyteller extraordinaire. Murasaki Shikibu, the world-famous novelist, was a child genius who enjoyed an unusually high level of education for women of her time. She married Fujiwara no Nobutaka more than 20 years older in around 998, but he already had many other wives and children, so it's probably a lonely marriage. They had a daughter, Kenshi, but there were plenty of servants, so Murasaki Shikibu was left with time on her hands. Perhaps trapped in an unhappy marriage, she secretly longed for a handsome prince like the hero of her novel, because this is probably when she started writing her stories of romance, betrayal, triumph, exile, love, and tragedy. Time and place combined to aid Murasaki Shikibu's art. Japan was in a period of instability. Epidemics swept the islands, the state was broken, bandits were commonplace. Yet within this difficult age, a world of high culture recorded in great detail in her writings flourished at the isolated imperial court. The Tale of Genji, believed to be based on true life stories of intrigue, was shared with friends, copied by hand, and then passed on. Soon Murasaki Shikibu had a following and was encouraged to write more stories about Genji, a lovable womanizing scoundrel. Her bored and lonely readers' hearts must have raced with excited romantic desire. Murasaki Shikibu's reputation soared, and she was appointed to Empress Soshi's inner circle as a kind of tutor. She unfortunately disliked the life which she thought was dull. However, being at court ensured that her writings survived down the ages to be printed and translated in future eras. Murasaki Shikibu's real genius was to describe her world in fiction instead of fact. This was not just new for Japan, but a first in world history, and the compelling storytelling draws in readers even today. The Tale of Genji remains an enduring and inspiring favourite of the world literary canon.